a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, where you can enjoy championship baseball at really affordable prices. You know, our berm seats go for as little as $5 a ticket. Our general admission seats go for as little as $6 a ticket when you buy in advance. You can bring your family to the berm, lay out a blanket, have a great time, and show everybody what a great parent you are. You know, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is also very affordable. You can listen for free or be a monthly patron for just $6. Spread out a blanket and listen with your whole family and show everybody what a terrible parent you are. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Today would be a nice day to take that blanket outside.
Sure. Maybe a pitcher of Kool-Aid. Turn the sprinkler on. Hey, sprinkler's on.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. Welcome, everybody. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things, and as we do today's show for you, it is the last day in April. That means tomorrow is May 1st. What are your thoughts on May, Darren?
I like May. I like to show... It gives me the opportunity to show my power, my strength, my military strength, and...
So you have a parade every May 1st.
And I might deliver a basket or two.
To an unmarried woman, or...?
Well, I'll deliver a basket and then show my strength.
See how that works. And she may call the cops. That's why they call it May Day.
Uh-huh. Or I'm going to have to send in a May Day. Because she apparently has a rifle and she knows how to use it.
And she's not afraid to defend herself. Welcome to the Top 5 Things. Yeah, as we're sitting here doing the show for you in the Capriati Studios, outside it's 83 degrees and there is zero humidity.
Mm.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, won't be too much longer. We'll all be
in this
deep in our air-conditioned bunkers, complaining about the heat.
Already need it. In this day and age, if you were to put together a May basket, what sort of trinkets do you think you'd be putting in there?
See, I didn't grow up in a communist household, so you'll have to walk me through this May basket nonsense.
Was it just flowers? Is that what you put in there? Or were you
sort of Eastern Bloc
thing,
right?
Were you allowed to put in, I don't know, fried chicken?
Well, I would do that if you were the girl. Like in an alternate universe where you're the girl, I would just leave a basket of fried chicken on the
that's
on
actually
the stool for you.
That's what they were writing about, the cars, when they were toward the end of their career and they had You Are the Girl. You Are the Girl.
I was hoping somehow that they had gotten around, Rick Ocasek had gotten around to writing a song about a basket of chicken on the front stoop.
Well,
I feel like I've listened to all their albums.
We're providing you with a May Day basket of chicken because you are the girl, and tonight she comes.
Hello.
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 Hello there again.
Hello. Hello there.
Again.
Hello there!
Let's see. The May basket was a thing in the 19th and early 20th century.
Well,
here's a report from Sterling, Illinois Gazette in 1871. A May basket is, well, I hardly know how to describe it, but 'tis something to be hung on a door. Made of paper, generally, it contains almost nothing by way of small presents you have in mind to put in, together with your respects, best wishes, love, perhaps. It is hung after dark at the door of anybody the hanger fancies.
Mm.
Which done, the said hanger knocks and scampers.
That's right.
So that's how they used to do it in Sterling in 1871.
So it could be just construction paper with dandelions in it, I guess.
I'm sure there were people that got terrible May Day baskets. Like, I bet, you know, some young girl opens the door and there's a basket with just, like, squirrel heads in it.
Someone's ear.
Here you go. I'm pretty fancy on you.
I kept the rest of the squirrel, but you can have their heads.
The St. Joseph, Michigan Herald.
I think you smell nice.
1866.
Almost as nice as these squirrel heads.
Little folks observed May basket day custom in hanging pretty baskets on doorknobs. So it's something you're supposed to do, I think, on your sweetheart's door. You're supposed to hang a little basket on her door.
I just remember doing it as kids that I think we maybe even made the May baskets in school, and then took them to someone in the neighborhood. Here you go. Here's a May basket.
Two bold children hung May baskets on the White House front door on May Day 1925. First Lady Grace Coolidge found her admirers and gave them flowers she had picked. Wow. Well, when do we get rid of this?
Now take a look at all these conventional weapons we have.
Why did this stop? Why did we stop doing this? Because I just associate it with commies. But yeah. I think because May Day is like Commie Day, right?
Well, it used to be.
Well, probably still is.
Could still very well be.
Let's see. Here's an Associated Press report from 1963. It reads, few May baskets hanging from door to door this year. The ritual, it says, became... It fell out of grace because of what they call a national get-off-my-lawn privacy movement.
All communism really means is community.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Boy, well, maybe they can bring that back.
That's right.
Bring back the May Day. I guess that's something you can do if you want to. It has nothing to do with communism. It's just about being sweet.
Not
for
in
people.
This country, I don't think.
Well, I just maybe. Don't. You know what I say? Dobiet ne trovie. Trust but verify.
I don't know about the trust part.
Well, how's this for trustworthiness? A semi driver making his way across this great land. He's got a semi truck full of potato chips. Oregon truck driver Jacob Cartwright.
I'm moving potato chips.
Had a big, giant shipment of potato chips. You know, I bet that's fun. Like, I think if you're an over-the-road driver, I think that it... Like, if you know you've got fun cargo, I think that would make the ride more fun.
I've always thought that.
Right?
I've always thought that. That it's like, if I have to be driving, you know, I would like to have, you know, pizzas back there.
Right. I would feel better about having a truck full of toys as opposed to... it's pig anuses for the rendering plant.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So this guy was taking a shipment of potato chips, got lost in the wilderness there in Oregon.
Don't worry, I'll survive. How do you get lost in this day and age?
He's a 22-year-old. He works for a company called Little Trees Transportation.
His name's Chip.
No, his name is Jacob Cartwright. He's 22 years old. He left on Tuesday with a truck full of potato chips.
Wouldn't you think there'd be all kinds of GPS in that thing?
Oh, there is, Darren.
Yeah?
There is. He followed his GPS along the route. At least that's how things started out. Next thing he knew, he found himself somehow off the beaten path and stuck in the woods. Mm. He says the truck began sliding towards a steep embankment in the snow and mud. He felt it was unsafe to try and move the vehicle. He got out and walked. And crossed a snowy mountain to safety. So he was reported missing. Oregon Search and Rescue went out to look for him. They sent out a press release saying, hey, we're looking for this guy. After 4 days of wandering alone in the wilderness, he made it to Interstate 84 on his own. He was able to flag down a passing motorist who gave him a ride home. Initial investigation says that the GPS failed, and the system took him into the mountains where there is no cell phone service. Ooh. So, yeah. So he got out and walked on his own.
What are we doing with all those chips?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This guy's being lauded as a hero because he could have just stayed there and lived on potato chips for weeks and weeks.
For quite some time.
Right. But he didn't. All of the potato chips were accounted for inside the truck, untouched by Cartwright or anyone else. You'd think the bears would get into it at some point. His boss, it turns out, entered the wrong address into the GPS. Because he'd never been to the town before where they were delivering the potato chips. He didn't realize he was going the wrong way until it was too late. So yeah, this guy was walking for 3 days, 13 hours a day, just walking, trying to find a living soul.
That's lost.
Yeah.
That's good and lost.
Yeah. He wedged himself under a log to stay warm and out of the elements.
You know what would have been warm and out of the elements? The cab of that truck. You can't call somebody?
He was so dehydrated, his kidneys stopped functioning.
Well, those chips are very salty.
But he didn't eat any of the potato chips. He says that's the way he was raised. That stuff's not yours, you don't touch it.
You'd rather starve and die?
If the boss...
I'll pay for the chips once...
And the boss is the reason you're lost.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know you shouldn't have eaten those potato chips. Here's $5.
Yes.
I was in the wilderness for a week because you don't know how to enter an address into the GPS. Right. Also, the cab of your truck, yes. I imagine, is infinitely more warm sleeping under a log.
No, my guess is there's probably some sort of small bed in there.
So he walked for 12, 13 hours a day for all 3 days that he was out wandering around in the wilderness. So for 10 hours a day, he was sleeping? Taking naps?
Very well rested.
My kidneys don't work worth a damn, but I'll tell you what. I am not going to need a nap for a while. Uh-uh. I am well rested. Yeah, that's crazy to think that. I guess I've never been to Oregon, but you can just walk around, wander, and not see a living person.
Looking for the Oregon Trail, and I can't find it. Here, they just call it the Trail. And still, not doing me a lick of good.
No, I'm going to die of dysentery, just like in the game. I've got the top five things here if you're interested
in them. The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick, where they offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. I'll mention this because it's the last opportunity to do so. Diamond is the birthstone for the month of April, because we are moving on to May. And don't forget, in May, on Sunday, May 13th, it is Mother's Day, and Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry has a wide variety in all prices and ranges for great gifts for Mother's Day. Everything in the store, as a matter of fact, is up to 50% off until Mother's Day. They love putting together the prettiest packages for the special people in your life. And again, make sure that you mention Nacho Radio when you're there. With a purchase, you will get a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, that is at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 9 a.m. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is opening soon with two locations. They are going to be opening the Davenport store located at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds on June 13th and the Milan store located just south of Milan on Route 67. That's going to open even a little sooner on June 1st, so just a month away. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. Uncle Norm's fireworks, and as Dave mentioned, the podcast is originating from the Campriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, but so much more. Try their cold turkey, slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing. Notice how I got the Russian dressing in. Coleslaw and mayo. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner, and you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Taking a look at the...
Happy May Day tomorrow, everyone.
Or today.
Or today.
Or yesterday. We don't know when you're listening to this.
Or Merry Christmas.
Taking a look at the Uncle Norm's text line here. Someone got a Tron storybook for me. Thank you very much. I look forward to getting that. You know how much I love Tron.
Do Tron. Whenever in a pinch, just what would Tron do?
And so many of you reached out. We were wondering what's more, a million billion or a billion million. So many.
Did everyone figure out that it's the same thing?
No.
Oh, they didn't?
No. Quite a few of you argued a million billion is more, whereas a lot of you wanted to argue that a billion million is much
more. Was more.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's the same thing.
Yes.
It's the same amount.
The same way as two 20s would be the same as 22s.
Well, here, I think Ron explains it best. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Ron.
Ron says a million billion is the same amount as a billion million due to the cumulative property of multiplication. Similar to how 2 times 4 is the same as 4 times 2.
Kind of.
Coincidentally, a million billion is equal to, and then there's a 1 here with 12 zeros.
Uh-huh.
I think that's 12. No, that's yes. More than 12. That's 15.
It did seem
15 zeros, which is a quadrillion.
Mm.
So a million billion is, in fact, a quadrillion.
Did seem a little mind-blowing at the time, though, didn't it? Or was it Friday and we were just tired?
I had a couple of drinks or beforehand,
Wait a minute, man. You're
the best at math, man.
You don't have to be the best at math at that one. But yes, thank
you. You weren't throwing around answers. You didn't have any definitive answers.
That's what I'm saying. It was tired, and it was Friday. But yes, clearly the answer is it's the same.
So, I mean, seriously, so many of you wanted to argue one way or another about a billion million being more than a million billion, or a million billion being more than a billion million.
Well, then it served its purpose.
I say, let's just meet in the middle and call it a bamillion.
Call it a bamillion.
And then everybody's happy.
What's the real name for it?
A quadrillion.
A quadrillion.
I believe it's a quadrillion is what Ron... Ron's got a head for figures. So I'm going to go with what Ron says.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah. Ron is also the guy who started the whole Tron business by photoshopping my head on Tron at Comedy Sports.
Well, of course, because he's very close. He's like T-Ron. Tron. We are going to call Ron now T-Ron.
T-Ron. Uh-huh. Thank you, T-Ron. And then someone from the 563... sent us a bunch of pictures of, it looks like a squirrel who's drunk on Keystone Light. I'll have to show these to you after the show.
I think
this could be a screensaver for you. Yeah. It's got everything.
More of a beer mouse, but okay, beer squirrel.
More of a beer mouse.
Uh-huh.
Always fancied yourself something more of a beer mouse.
Well, it's just interesting how a lot of those beers get empty. A lot of those beers.
Bring on that cat!
Uh-huh.
Number one.
The goddamn cat.
Oh, the tavern was messy and beer spilled all over the place. That's Larry's.
Well,
classic song.
Yeah.
How does it go?
Well, the liquor was spilled on the barroom floor. I don't remember the rest of it.
That's why we need Larry. Have you talked to him lately?
I have not. But, I think we probably missed a birthday.
Yeah, in March.
In March.
No, you sent him a card in March.
Oh, that's right, we did. Oh, yeah. We didn't miss it.
Yeah, you were telling us that you sent him a card with some dough in it,
and
you were going to try and parlay that into an appearance on the show.
That's right, it did happen.
Can't keep your story straight, can you?
I'd lie if the truth was a better story.
Number one today, this is a problem in London. Apparently, they've got an epidemic of toxic vomit-inducing caterpillars invading foggy London town.
That's no good.
Yeah, residents in London being told to look out for the white-haired caterpillars that can cause rashes, asthma attacks, and vomiting.
That's if they get on you?
You don't want them anywhere near you. These caterpillars that become oak processionary moths have been spotted in and around London since mid-April. They're covered in thousands of hairs containing a protein that causes skin rashes, sore throats, breathing difficulties, and eye problems.
Am I sick from a caterpillar? Of course I am.
Oh, Morrissey.
in foggy London town.
Did I tell you that I cried when the caterpillar gave me a rash?
But of course I did.
Well, of course I did. Thank you, Morrissey. Your caterpillar song is a warning to us all. Is
rocketing to the top of the charts.
We hate it when caterpillars give us seizures.
But of course we do.
Of course we do. People in London being warned not to touch these caterpillars, which are most often found in oak trees. Also, by the way, keep your pets away from them.
Yeah, you don't want your pets chewing on
them. No, thanks. Officials treating oak trees with pesticide to try and get rid of these damn things that were accidentally introduced to Britain back in 2005.
By who?
Plants that got imported from the continent.
But of course they were.
And if your plant should have caterpillars that cause a rash, we'll know that I'm not angry. But of course I am. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you are just a handful. Is he still a celibate vegan, or did he move past all that?
I think he's kind of admitted.
That was never true.
Well, I think he's still a vegan, but I think he's knocked off the celibate thing.
Uh-huh.
Was he really celibate, or he just didn't feel like answering the question?
I don't know.
I think it's possible he was.
Yeah.
He's a great musician, great front man. Good luck.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Irish heart, English blood, and caterpillars. An MIT grad is claiming he wrote the script for Good Will Hunting and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon stole it from him.
I totally believe it.
See, this is the problem.
I totally believe
it. This is the problem with this story.
It's a story that everyone wants to believe.
Every time there's a story where it's like, you know, I wrote that Michael Jackson song, and then you go to court, and no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
This story I instantly believe.
Of course, because you want to.
Right? The guy's name is Bernard Cohen. He is a graduate of MIT, class of 62. He says that he was hanging out at a bakery in the mid-90s when he met aspiring producer Chris Moore and told him, I got an idea for a movie. It's a janitor who's also a math genius.
Yeah, you never do that.
Cohen said he got the idea from a gifted frat brother who came to MIT at the age of 16. He says, I thought this producer was someone else. I started talking to him. I asked him, do you know anyone younger who could help me finish it? Now, Moore was going to Harvard at the time with Matt Damon, who showed up at the bakery a few days later and met with Cohen. They had a little meeting. He says, Cohen says, I don't have anything in writing. This was all verbal. I didn't even ask for a part in the movie. But I said, when it wins Best Original Screenplay, I want to thank you, and I want you to finance my next film.
And that never happened, huh?
Well, that seems like an odd thing to say. Now, when this idea wins Best Original Screenplay, I want to thank you, and you give me some money.
Yeah, you need to shore things up there.
Yeah. Yeah. He says...
Although I wonder if he really met with Matt Damon.
Well...
That part, I believe.
This is the thing, too. He says, I called them right after they won the Oscar and said, all right.
How'd you have their number?
Well, that's the thing. He says he contacted Chris Moore after the Oscars. Moore acted like he didn't know anything and told me not to call him again.
Well, that sounds believable. Mm-hmm. That's the way you'd react.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now,
don't call me again.
So when
lose this number.
When they look for Matt Damon to issue a statement on this, this is what Damon's spokesperson said. And this is where I tend to believe that they did rip this guy up.
Uh-huh.
Matt is unavailable. He's currently out of the country on an extended holiday with his family.
Oh, is he?
This is the other thing. They won the screenplay for Best Original Screenplay. That's 20 years ago. They haven't written anything since.
Not capable of doing it.
Does that seem weird?
Yes, it does.
Like, I know they're movie stars.
It was their first movie.
Right.
The first time we're trying this.
We won the Academy Award for Best Screenplay.
Huh.
Right?
That must mean we're really good at that. Wouldn't we continue to do this?
Right. Right?
Just right out of the box you win?
Now, you might argue, well, they've been busy being movie stars for 20 years, and I'm willing to listen to that, but they were kind of movie stars when that movie came out, right?
Well, they were in the movie.
It's weird that they never wrote another movie for them to be in, for themselves to be in.
They've never wrote another vehicle?
I mean, there are these geniuses, right, who write one screenplay and it wins the Academy Award.
We're betting a 1,000%.
And they never write anything again? That's where I tend to think, maybe there's something here. Mm-hmm. I also do love the idea of calling the guy and going, hey, now, what about me?
Don't lose this number. Don't call again.
Don't ever call me again. I'm not.
I'm not to be bothered.
Number three.
T-Mobile and Sprint want to merge. Now, they've tried this a couple different times, but this time they say for sure.
T-Mobile wants to buy Sprint.
Yes, and Sprint wants to get out of the being a carrier business, so everybody gets what they want. They're saying it'll be a massive telecom merger.
What if T-Mobile accidentally merged with Sprite?
We were not paying attention.
but apparently... We are in the soda business now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to announce the first ever Lemon Lime 5G soft drink. It's going to be marvelous.
I guess we have to. We need to make lemons, lemonade out of this lemon soda because we thought we were buying Sprint.
We do have a couple of quick statements here before we take questions from the press. We just need to say this. It will have a lemon-lime taste that's sure to refresh, and we're pretty sure it's going to cause brain tumors. But other than that, we're very excited about
it. Do not hold the can next to your head. Oh, boy. We made a big mistake.
We know nothing
about this.
Well, I typed it in here on my T-Mobile phone, and this is what came up. Sprite. I didn't know.
Well, and now we're also changing the name to Team Mobile Sprite.
The merged company will come up with a new name, and they say offer the highest capacity network.
A new name
in history.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So that's
brand new name. Some sort of brand new Manmouth.
Well, this is if they get it past regulators, one wonders. Although the climate nowadays is there's no need to regulate anything.
No.
So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. But there, it's the number three and number four carrier merging to become the number three carrier. They'll still be in third place.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Coming up on May 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Performing Arts Academy of Galesburg presents Peter Pan Jr. We are just days away from Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. That's on May 10th.
Hedley.
Friday, May 11th, Choral Dynamics presents a free screening of Footloose. On May 17th at 7 o'clock, the Orpheum Theater will announce their Throwback Thursday's free summer movie series and offer a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. June 7th, a kids-friendly double feature, B-Movie and the Monarch Butterfly Story. On Saturday, June 16th, the Dancer Studio presents Alice in Wonderland. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They're also available for private events. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can do so anytime using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. Now, remember this. They're going to be opening both locations in June. The other guys, they pack up after the 4th of July, and they're gone. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is family-owned and operated, and they live locally. Visit them on their Facebook page, or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Capriotti's Sandwich Shop, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
The world's oldest spider is dead. His name was not Boris. His name was number 16.
That's kind of insensitive.
I know. This spider was...
It never rose to the level of a real name. I'm just a number?
The spider was 28 years old, and it was just known as number 16. Studied by Barbara York Main, native to Mexico, she discovered the tarantula right after its birth.
Is that why you're wearing the Tarantiraffa t-shirt today?
It is. In honor of number 16? Number 16, yes.
Hey, 16, no, we can't dance together. No, we can't dance at all.
They say, to our knowledge, this is the oldest spider ever recorded, and her significant life has allowed us to further investigate the trapdoor spider's behavior and popular dynamics. The reason why these spiders live so long is their life history traits, which include how they live in uncleared native bushland, their sedentary nature, and low metabolisms. Sedentary nature, great for spiders, horrible for human beings.
Yeah, not the best.
Not the best. Usually they take about 5 to 7 years to mature, and they usually never leave the burrow that they're born in, the trapdoor tarantulas. Males will venture off to find a mate, but females never move more than a couple of feet away from where they're born.
Kind of a spinster spider.
Yeah, thank you. Number 16, they say they're just devastated. They thought that they hoped she could live to be 50. But in the end...
Break a leg.
Number five.
Best of luck.
I have a little bit of breaking news here. T-Mobile Sprint. We do have a new name for them. This is
T-Mobile Sprint or
T-Mobile
Sprint. Sprite?
T-Mobile Sprint. We have the name.
Uh huh.
They're going to call themselves T-Ron.
T-Ron. Nice.
Well, homage to the show, I guess. Number five. Finally, number five. You've heard of Bitcoin?
Yes.
How about, I got invited. Did you get invited to this thing, this local thing where they want to talk to you about Bitcoin?
No.
Oh, what a shakedown this is.
Oh, is it?
Oh, brother.
Shakedown. Breakdown. You're busted.
Yeah, no thanks. Oscar Mayer is launching something they call Bitcoin.
Who is doing this?
Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer is
yes. What? It's a cryptocurrency that's backed by Oscar Mayer Bacon.
Nice. Finally.
You can mine, track
finally
value.
Finally something you can believe in.
And you can cash out of Bitcoin for real Oscar Mayer bacon.
Huh.
Yeah. They say they've been the gold standard of bacon for 100 years, and now they're going to offer this first ever cryptocurrency backed by the gold standard that is Oscar Mayer bacon. Starting today, they're giving a limited amount of Bitcoin that you can mine, track the value of, and cash out for real packs of Oscar Mayer bacon.
Huh.
Yeah. They got a website you can go to if you're interested.
Now, is there a seminar for that as well?
Yeah. I was offended I got invited to this. Like, you think I'm stupid? Why would I go to this?
I've actually made some money off of it.
Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Are you really doing that?
I've made some money off of it.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Seems like a pyramid scheme to me.
It is. I think that's exactly what it is. It's a Ponzi scheme, but as long as you...
As long as you get out,
as long as you
good.
Get out when the getting's good, you're
really?
Fine.
How much money have you made?
Hundreds.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing me in on the ground floor. I think the whole thing's nonsense, and I'm offended you didn't invite me into it. Those were your top five things.
Oh, the top five things. Well, where are we ever there? You got another little story we want to jump right into or no?
Yeah, yeah. How about this one? Wichita Falls, guy bit a cop because he thought he was a snake.
Well, maybe he was.
Well, I want you to look at this guy's mugshot, and I want you to tell me he's not a snake, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know this is a visual that does you all no good, but that guy is very elapid. Am I wrong?
No, yeah, he is very elapid. Very, very cobra-like.
So here's the image. Imagine a young George Jefferson with a pirate patch on his eye.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got here.
Yeah. Kind of a hip Miles Davis thing.
There it is. Like, imagine Nick Fury, but from the new Avengers movies, but with, like, 70s hair and, like, a big bald spot. David Young III was under the influence of narcotics when he committed a crime they're calling cold-blooded, because that's fun, because he said he was a snake. Arrested on two counts of assault on a public service, according to the arrest warrant, police were called to a home at 9 o'clock in the morning after a report of an assault. They entered the home.
That's the guy that did the biting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you think he was the cop?
Like an underground cop.
Like a snake cop?
But does he think everything's a snake? Because he looks like a snake?
No, he was hallucinating and insisted to cops when they showed up. The cops entered the home and saw blood spatter around the residence. And they came across this guy coming out of a bathroom, yelling and swinging his arms in the air. He was hallucinating and insisted to police that he was a snake. As the officers placed him in handcuffs, he spat at them, then he kicked one cop and bit another on his right hand. Officer was treated at the hospital for a bite. Now, here's one thing. Like, this is where I don't want to tell anyone how to do their job.
Mm.
But the second somebody tells me they're a snake, and I've got him in handcuffs, I explain to him, you can't be a snake.
Uh-huh.
You're in handcuffs.
Yes.
Snakes don't have hands, stupid.
Or they...
And I think that logic is so earth-shattering that instantly he would be woken up from his narcotic delusion.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, I was being a silly goose, wasn't I?
Unless, of course, you looked over and now he's out of those handcuffs.
Now
you're thinking, maybe he is a snake.
It's possible.
It's possible he is a snake.
I've stumbled upon...
Because I had those things on him pretty good.
I've stumbled upon Snake Man.
And now I'm dealing with Snake Man. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us anytime, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, again, they are going to have a Davenport store located at the Mississippi Valley Fairground. That's opening on June 13th, and their Milan store is located just south of Milan on Route 67. That opens on June 1st. And the Milan store is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-329-2398 or 563-320-0897. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee.
So it's music festival season now? All these musical festivals are going on?
I suppose so.
Was it Coachella that just happened? Beyonce slayed, apparently.
Beyonce and Slayer?
No. Slayer actually is going to be at a festival in Iceland called the Secret Solstice Festival. Mm. And they're selling tickets. There's a package that you can buy for $1 million. $1 million package to go to this music festival in Iceland. Headliners are, Clean Bandit, Stormzy, and Slayer.
Now, have you seen that Fleetwood Mac is going to be on the road through 2019 with a new lineup that does not include Lindsey Buckingham? Mm-hmm. Very intriguing. With your Neil Finn from Crowded House and Split Ends and Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers?
Well, I read the story this weekend of why they had to kick Lindsey Buckingham out of the band.
He didn't want to play for a couple years.
He wanted to start rehearsal 6 months after the tour ended.
Right. And they're like, no, we'd kind of like to get out there and play.
No. Buddy, we've already sold tickets to these shows.
But what's interesting is that they're going to have now, they're saying that we're going to be able to play songs that we've never really played in a awfully long time.
Yeah, if they're not the Lindsey Buckingham songs, I'm not interested.
Well, I'm kind of interested, and I'm interested if they were
to... We're going to do stuff off the first two records that nobody knows.
But here's the thing. They could change the name to Zekewood Mac.
Now you got something.
Now you do have something. I wanted some of those Zekewood Mac tickets.
Rock on, gold wasp woman.
If you want it.
$1 million. It's the most expensive festival ticket. It gives you a number of perks. I guess for $1 million, why not? You'll fly round trip to Iceland in a private chartered business jet for six. Luxury accommodation to the Secret Solstice 2018 Festival. There's a welcome party with unlimited champagne.
Mm.
For $1 million, why not? Party with an international music artist at an exclusive private concert party for you and your selected invited guests. You'll have a private glam slob to provide personal hair, makeup, and grooming
and
every day.
And this cost you what?
$1 million.
$1 million.
Icelandic skincare treatments on site. Access to spa treatments. Because, you know, your Slayer fans, what they want is a glam squad and spa treatments.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's going to be Slayer's last tour. Let's really doll ourselves up and be pretty for this.
Let's stay fresh.
This is the thing. I want to see Slayer so bad. But also, I told you, 2018 was the year I was going to exfoliate. If only I had $1 million, make this happen. Yes, you'll get backstage access, priority fast track access during the...
I bought the festival. What are you talking about? I'm paying for the festival. How many times over?
All food and drinks are taken care of for $1 million. And all you can eat Icelandic hot dogs. What is an Icelandic hot dog?
Just frozen? Is that just a frozen hot dog?
I don't know. I fancy myself something of a hot dog connoisseur.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of an Icelandic hot dog. All right, Icelandic hot dogs. It's a savory snack.
Is it made with deer or something?
All right. So Icelandic hot dogs are different because they're made mostly from Icelandic lamb, along with pork and beef.
Mm.
Isn't just any lamb or pork beef. It's organic, free-range, grass-fed, hormone-free, blah, 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 blah.
Sounds delicious.
The condiments on an Icelandic hot dog.
Ice.
Icelandic. It's just ice.
Just crushed ice.
Got something. It's topped with raw. It's a steamed bun topped with raw white onions, crispy fried onions, ketchup, sweet brown mustard, and a sauce that's made of mayo, mustard, capers, and herbs.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Now the
sounds like something you'd be into.
The sugar cubes.
Yes.
York.
Yes.
Are they Icelandic or Greenlandic?
They are Icelandic.
They're Icelandic.
Yeah. No one's from Greenland.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. The Vikings named... Because Iceland is actually really nice, and Greenland is really terrible.
Okay.
And they did that on purpose, because they didn't want anyone to know. Yeah. Which that's one of the greatest...
The switcheroos.
Yeah. And that's pretty damn smart, if you ask me. We don't want anyone coming to our place, so we'll name it Iceland. That'll trick people so that they don't show up. All right. Finally, Darren, we have this story. A guy gets pulled over, and he's in a lot of trouble. This is in Augusta...
Is he trafficking potato chips?
Augusta, Maine. Yeah, so he gets... there's a car crash, and cops are there.
But of course there was.
Cops are there. This is Augusta, Maine. There's a car crash. Kevin Raymond Curtis. The cops show up, and...
What's his name?
Kevin Raymond Curtis.
Okay.
Three first names.
Yep.
There's the rule of three first names that you're always in for something interesting.
Troublemaker. Yeah. Can't be trusted.
Yeah. Well, there was heroin all over the front seat of the car. In fact, a lot of it that was just pouring out of his glove box.
Huh.
You know, you keep salami in your glove box?
Yes.
Cops believe that the material they found in his glove box was, in fact, heroin.
Smack!
Yeah, that's right. Horse. Snickers.
Ruffles!
George Michael! So, 48 grams of heroin is seized after the car crash. Here's the problem. And he was in the pokey for a while they tested the heroin.
Yeah.
And then they found out he's in lockup this whole time. And he's like, it's not heroin. Uh-huh. And they're like, you shut up! This is the biggest heroin bust in the history of Maine. Yeah. So it turns out it wasn't heroin at all.
Yeah.
It was the cremated remains of his father that he kept in the glove box.
You can't tell the difference?
Well, they did a field test and it was like, oh, this isn't heroin, I guess. Then it was human remains. So that's got the cops asking some other questions. Why you got human remains in your glove box, right?
It's all that remains.
Yeah, thank you. The song remains the same. Yeah, he had the cremated remains of his dad, and it's been in his glove box, I guess, for like 5 years. Turns out he had been keeping it in the glove box until he could find an appropriate urn. He ordered an urn... And he's been keeping the cremains in the glove box while he waits for the urn to show up.
I'm earning for you.
Now, I do like this. Curtis is 57 years old, and he has four kids of his own.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he left he had to put his dad's ashes in the glove box, uh-huh. This is his explanation.
Yes.
He didn't want to have his dad's ashes in the house, because he says, I didn't want the... He says, my sister had gave me remains recently. He said he kept his father's cremains, I guess it's cremains, not remains, cremains, in the glove box while he waited for the urn to show up. He said, I didn't want them if they were in the house. The kids ripping them open and having them everywhere.
I believe him.
You kids are going to rip open Grandpa and just throw them all over the damn house.
Grandpa can't have anything nice. Those kids are little monsters.
That's it for today's Top 5 Things.
The Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriotti's Sandwich Shop studio. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Guaranteed oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Having a get together, let Capriotti's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a party, a birthday party, tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Of course, lots and lots of graduation parties are coming very, very soon. Capriotti's is sure to be a hit. Capriotti's gift cards are the perfect gift. Everybody loves Capriotti's. And don't forget to mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriotti's on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Thank you.
That's going to do it for the Top 5 Things.
We are back tomorrow, all right?
I guess that makes sense. We'll do it then. Until we get a chance to do it for you again tomorrow, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off! Turn it off!